Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I want to read to you a piece from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. And this piece is on cardiomyopathy. And so the piece reads as thus, quote, cardiomyopathy refers to diseases of the heart muscle. These diseases have many causes, signs, and symptoms and treatments. In cardiomyopathy, the heart muscle becomes enlarged, thick, or rigid. In rare cases, the muscle tissue in the heart is replaced with scar tissue. As cardiomyopathy worsens, the heart becomes weaker. It's less able to pump blood through the body and maintain a normal electrical rhythm. This can lead to heart failure or irregular heartbeats called arrhythmias. In turn, heart failure can cause fluids to build up in the lungs, ankles, feet, legs, and abdomen. The weakening of the heart also can cause other complications, such as heart valve problems. The types of cardiomyopathy are hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, dilated cardiomyopathy, restrictive cardiomyopathy, arrhythmogenic right ventricular dysplasia, and unclassified cardiomyopathy. That's a very intriguing category, unclassified cardiomyopathy. It continues. Cardiomyopathy can be acquired or inherited. Acquired means you aren't born with the disease, but you develop it due to another disease condition or factor. Inherited means your parents pass the gene for the disease onto you. Many times the cause of cardiomyopathy isn't known. Very interesting. Cardiomyopathy can affect people of all ages. However, people in certain age groups are more likely to have certain types of cardiomyopathy. This article focuses on cardiomyopathy in adults. Outlook. Some people who have cardiomyopathy have no signs or symptoms and need no treatment. For other people, the disease develops quickly. Symptoms are severe and serious complications occur. Treatment for cardiomyopathy include lifestyle changes, medicine, surgery, implanted devices to correct arrhythmias, and a non-surgical procedure. These treatments can control symptoms, reduce complications, and stop the disease from getting worse. Now, unquote, I should say, unquote. What I would like to communicate in this morning's show is the reality of the parallel spiritual side of cardiomyopathy and what it does to the lives of individuals. Along with that, I have also want you to understand the definition of nihilism. Nihilism is the belief that traditional morals, ideas, and beliefs have no worth or value. Once again, nihilism is the belief that traditional morals, ideas, and beliefs have no worth or value. Now, I have joined together spiritual cardiomyopathy and existential nihilism in this program because I want you to see how these two come together, and I want you to see from the pages of the Word of God that these realities were addressed by God many, many centuries ago. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he talks about spiritual cardiomyopathy, and he talks about nihilism. He speaks about this in Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, Paul writes, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven," or out from heaven literally, "against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." That is, they seize, they hold, and suppress the truth from the general populace. Those who have power to do so obscure, and more than obscure, they stand in the way, they suppress the truth of the reality of the human condition. Now, when I was looking at different definitions of cardiomyopathy, I hope you notice that everything that had to do with treatment, etc., was on a materialistic and within the physical realm. None of the causes of cardiomyopathy were looked at from a spiritual viewpoint. The West has divided person into mind, partition, body, mind, body. And we know that is a false dichotomy. You know, that people are mind, body. Or psyche, soma. So, this false dichotomy has created so many problems in the minds of individuals. And the Bible presents a very different view or a different book in regard to the two things are and how God sees human behavior. One of the most tragic things that the West has done is to commit to atheism, to turn its back on the love of God expressed through his Son, Christ Jesus. So in Romans 1, Paul in verse 20 states that the invisible things of God can be seen from the creation of the world. So these things are clearly being understood by the things of faith, even his eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Literally, excuse me, apology. Verse 21, because that when they do God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their reason, and their hearts were darkened. Excuse me. Reads the three, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now, the word foolish here in English is different from the word in the Greek, because in the Greek it means liberty without insight. And the Greek word, the adjective, it's of course translated to English as foolish, and the noun, the Greek is kardia, and their heart, was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, sophoi, they became fools, or insipid, or literally silly, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corrupt man, to birds, for with beasts, and creeping things. The West has elevated a selective humanism, not a collective humanism, but a selective humanism, in which a self-appointed elite values themselves above other people, and that has created three major problems on this planet. Very destructive, unimaginably evil machinations and plans to destroy a big part of humanity on the part of the cyber community who belong to a religious cult and a part of a massive religious cult. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own cardia of hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So we get to verse 26, we read, for this cause God gave up to vile perfection, for even their women that changed the natural to that which is nature. So in verse 26, the term vile affections are one word in Greek, it is the word pathos, from which we get our word pathology. It means the diseased condition of the soul from which the lusts spring. It is from the word patho, which means to wound or to suffer. So God knows and understands cardiomyopathy. In Romans 1, we have Paul's treatise on spiritual cardiomyopathy. He gives the cause, or he provides the cause for spiritual cardiomyopathy. What? Which result? What? Result in violence. Malignant violence. Who are in need of the word of God today? John 3:16 reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Please read John 3:16. Please read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 on the resurrection. Jesus died for our sin, died to set us free from sin and death. Now, I know that we have been told, marketed, that we've been jolted into the beliefs that there is a spiritual salvation to be had. And so, the only salvation that's worth talking about these days are the salvation that God has provided to His Son, Christ Jesus. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Richard.